Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And we've been studying last week and this week about why we should bless Israel as the nation of the United States of America and why Billy Brim has been in Washington, D.C. With Christians United for Israel to encourage our nation to follow God. We're discussing something right now of watching Israel as a sign of the return of the Lord. And we're going to look at a scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:32. Well, first we'll go with 2 Timothy 2:15. This says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now the Bible is the word of truth. If it can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided. In order to rightly divide it, you have to study it. If you want to rightly divide it onto what God says about Israel, you will have to study it. You cannot just take what someone tells you. You can't just take what I tell you. You can't just take what some other person tells you. You get into the Word of God yourself and find out what it says about Israel's return to the land and God's will for it. To rightly divide the Word, we read from Brother Hagin's book, which says he learned early on to find out in a scripture who's doing the talking and to whom are they speaking. He said some scriptures are written to the Jews, for instance, that are not written to anyone else. So there are three groups of people. Brother Hagin brings that out in his book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage. There are three groups of people to whom a scripture could be addressed. And in his chapter 2, verse 18, he says it like this. Notice there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God. Now that's the scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:32. He gives that scripture, "Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles," or we could say nations, "nor to the church of God." Then Brother Hagin writes, "Notice there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God. Number one, the Jews, God's covenant people. Number two, the church, God's own family. And number three, the Gentiles, heathen people, everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew." So, a scripture can be addressed to the Jews, to the nations, or to the church. And we're going to find out who these three groups of people are that scripture addresses. You especially need to know this to know and to study prophecy. Because some things prophesied about the nations, for instance, have nothing to do with the church. The sheep and goat nation judgment has nothing to do with the church. But this is not our subject right now. It will be before the week is over. So in the Word of God, you're going to find out who are the Jews. You're going to find out who are the nations. You're going to find out who are the church. Who is the church? You cannot find this out any other place than the Word of God. You cannot even find out who the nations are by reading the New Testament. Some people make a big deal over the meaning of the word ethos. If you're going to find out who the nations are, Jesus didn't speak Greek. He spoke Hebrew, and he spoke of the Goyim. Go into all the Goyim, all the nations. And to find out who the Goyim are, we have to find them introduced in Scripture. And in fact, they are the first group that's mentioned and introduced to us in Scripture are the Goyim or the nations. And we'll go back to Genesis chapter 6. You know that God created the earth and men really did whatever was right in their own sight for 2,000 years, the Bible tells us, until he gave the word of God. But here in Genesis chapter 6, we're going to find a judgment. Now, folks, we're coming into a time of the judgment of the nations. And one reason why I'm teaching you this week about what we should do about Israel is I don't want the United States of America to come into judgment. And nations, as nations, are going to know judgment on how they treated Israel. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, "And it came to pass, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all they chose." In those days, we see in chapter verse 4, there were giants in the earth. Whose these were, we're not going to go into right now, but it was wickedness. And verse 5 says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts on the of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, man and beast, creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It took God's grace to save Noah, and he saved him and mankind and God's word and you and I. We are all descendants of Noah. Now, they went on the boat. You know that. You know that he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And when they got off the boat, then we find where the nations came from in Genesis chapter 10. Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Unto them were sons born after the flood. He begins with Japheth, and he names who all the sons of Japheth were. And then he said in verse 5, by these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families in their nations. And this is the first time we find out who the nations are. They are the descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The Bible tells us right here who the sons of Japheth were, who the sons of Gomer were. Gomer was one of the sons of Japheth, who the sons of Ham were, and who the sons of Shem were, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it goes into detail and says at the last of chapter 10, these are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. The descendants who got off that boat, every single one of them, were in the group called the nations, as they were the descendants of Shem, of Ham, and of Japheth. Now, God had a will for these nations, and that will is given to us in chapter 9, verse 1. And these are 70 nations. They are the 70, basic nations. Israel had to stand as... they were given to reveal God to the nations, and Israel had to offer 70 bulls during the Feast of Tabernacles as they stood in intercession for these nations. And so we see here the 70 basic nations as they were introduced to us, and God had given them instructions, chapter 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. In other words, go all over the earth, have lots of children, fill it up again. But you know what? They didn't obey God. These nations didn't obey him. Chapter 11, verse 1. This happened in 1996, 340 years after the flood. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Shinar, when the Bible uses that, it's the same as Babylon. They are synonymous terms. And so they are here in present-day Iraq. And they said, let's build a tower. Let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Brother Cooper Bailey gave me some, Teacher of Rhema, many of you know him. He gave me some enlightenment on this, that they were building, they were known, Babylon was known for their astrology. And they built these towers to reach into heaven, this tower to reach into heaven, and thereby to study the heavens. But they said, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Now, God wanted them scattered abroad, but they didn't want to be scattered abroad. So they are rebelling against God. And the Bible says, verse 5, Jehovah came down to see the city and the tower, which the children have been builded. And Jehovah said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language, and this that they begin to do, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Now, he didn't darken their imaginations, but what he did was divide their speech. So he confounded their language and scattered them abroad. And then in verse 10, after the rebellion of the nations, God then begins to tell you how he's going to redeem those nations. God is interested in all the nations and bringing them unto himself, but they have rebelled against him. But he separates the generations of Shem, one of the sons, and he gives you all their children that come from them, and we get down to the child Abram, who descends from Shem. Now, in chapter 12, The Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So God separates from all other nations. He separates the man Abram. And then from Abram, he promises him, I'm going to make you a nation. And in you all the earth shall be blessed. And blessings have come to the earth through that nation and will come to that. Blessings will come to the earth through that nation in the future. But God separates the nation of Israel. He makes it holy. The definition of Kodesh or holy is cut out from and separated from one thing unto another. And he separated Abram from Iraq and Babylon and Ur of the Chaldees and told him to go to a land that I will promise you and your descendants forever. And he brings them into the promised land. Someone has said the nation of Israel is holy to three religions. It's holy to Islam, it's holy to Christianity, it's holy to Israel, and it is. But it is promised to only one. It is promised to the Jews. And God has brought them back now into that promised land. Plan A, God who wants, he wants the nations, he wants them, but they've turned against him and rebelled. So he has a great plan of redemption for them, and it comes from this separated nation. Israel was separated from all the other nations with the job from God to reveal him to the nations. And it is through the separated nation of Israel that he reveals himself to all the other nations, always has been. The oracles of God, the Bible itself, came through the Jews. He revealed himself. Now, plan A for him to reveal himself to the Jews, to the nations, through the nation of Israel, was that they live in the land of Israel and be blessed. We will start up with plan A tomorrow and then see how we go to plan B and eventually get to the judgment of the nations. Folks, we invite you to send your young people to our youth rally, which will be, and it's getting late now, but it's going to be July 27th through August 1st, and you can still get your young people into this great, fun rally that my son, Chip Brim, heads up. Wonderful ministers of God, and I'll be there too, and they'll be having lots of fun with the Branson Fun. We are also offering three books that we want you to have so that you can know how to rightly divide the word about Israel. Two of them are by David Barron. One is Israel in the Plan of God. The second book is Zechariah, his comments on the book of Zechariah. And the third book we want you to have is The Mountains of Israel, which explain to you what the West Bank is and what must happen in the plan of God. All three books, this week, $40. Or you can buy them separately at a special price. They'll tell you when you call. You can find out about the youth rally when you call. And the number is 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.